שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא.
We will be reading excerpts from the sources on the subject of breaking the boundaries to spirituality. You can find all of our texts in kabbalahmedia.info or on the Ovud platform itself. So you can ask us questions live during the lesson also.
Yes, we need to rise to the first spiritual degree, that's first of all, and later on continue. Continue rising on those degrees. And as we read already from Baal HaSulam, the first degree, the first contact is the hardest one, and of course it's the most important one, because by that we begin to know the opposite world. It's a attitude, its values, relations, laws. And before that, we can only imagine it inside of our ego, inside of what we have now. What seems to us as spirituality, but in truth, we don't feel it. And the spiritual world exists in with new other qualities, new other values, and when we begin to get to know it, we see how much it is the opposite. As it says, I saw an opposite world, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, how much it isn't really so. If the confusion diminishes, then from one day to the next, we feel more and more what states, what actions we have to focus on, to concentrate in order to go from success to success and to ascend in such a way. So let us now read these excerpts. They're not difficult. We should just try together as much as possible to depict them to ourselves. And by that, we already will also achieve a certain proximity towards the first degree. So please. So we're reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of breaking through the barriers to spirituality. We're reading excerpt number 4 from Baal HaSulam, Shamari, the matter of preventions and delays. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are by the form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing, since without them, we would have no possibility of approaching Him. This is so because by nature, there is no greater distance, as we are made of pure matter, while the Creator is higher than high. Only when one begins to approach, does he begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention one overcomes brings the way closer for that person. We'll read it again. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing, since without them, we would have no possibility of approaching Him. This is so because, by nature, there is no greater distance, as we are made of pure matter, while the Creator is higher than high. Only when one begins to approach, does he begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention one overcomes brings the way closer for that person. Rav, this is how we should count our efforts, the preventions, that all of them, well, we don't know what spirituality is. We only know that the first moment that we can connect between us, at least to the very first measure, it is considered that according to the Kli, we're reaching the spiritual state, and then we begin to feel that we are entering a connection between us called Ibur, conception, and later on additional degrees, Yenika, Suckling, and Mochin, etc. But again, all of our work is the connection between us into a single group, a single mass, one desire made from many desires that become one desire aimed towards connection, towards bestowal. And the main topic that lives in this desire is that bestowal to the Creator is more important than anything. Yes?
Distancing and coming near, is that felt in the same vessel or are they two different vessels?
The nearing and distancing is the same Kli by which we perform actions. One time we feel the coarseness, another time we feel the refinement. Coarseness and refinement over the same desire, but the desire changes each time. It becomes more coarse, meaning when they add to us a will to receive, and we perform actions on it of overcoming on our side and also on the Creator's side. What the mind doesn't do, time does. There's another component here. And that way we get closer. That is the distancing. That's the first thing. As we said not too long ago, that first there is the formation of the desire, the deficiency, and the feeling of the deficiency is what awakens us to take a step forward. And when we try, then we get help from above. And then the nearing occurs over the same distancing. It doesn't erase the distancing. The desire does not disappear, but rather on top of it, we feel that we are achieving a certain familiarity with the Okay, so let's continue with number five.
Excerpt five, Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sfirot, number 101. As long as one is not rewarded with the guidance of the revelation of the face, the abundance of Torah and commandments he has performed make his concealment of the face much heavier. This is the meaning of, quote, the Creator hides himself in the Torah, end quote. Indeed, all that heaviness he feels through the Torah is but proclamations by which the Torah itself calls him, awakening him to hurry up and give the required measure of labor to promptly endow him with the revelation of the face as God wills it.
Here, there is something in its opposite. In our life, the more we grow, we understand life better, even though we discover new systems of connection in the society, in the family, in the country, in the world. However, we understand more and more what is going on because we are familiar with these things because we already have them before us. In spirituality, it's not this way. The more we advance, each and every step is for us revealed, first of all, through greater concealment, and then accordingly, revelation. So, we should discover the concealment, and then we have to make efforts, put in the required labor, the quota of labor, and then we start to discover the degree as it is. And this is how we advance, really. it is like the difference between an ordinary person going through his life and, let's say, a scientist. The more he advances in his work, researching some new matter, he doesn't discover it as things that are easier, that we understand them better, as an ordinary person discovers life, but actually to the opposite. He enters harder work in his research, more complex, and seemingly each and every time he has before him greater barriers, greater disturbances, but that is his work. Each time he's opening up something new. Whereas an ordinary person in his life doesn't open anything new, but rather what others have discovered and now he is discovering. This is why here we need to understand that we will always be in states that where disturbances will be revealed before us, and above these disturbances, we will have to, with faith above reason, with the connection between us, with our efforts, to reach such states where each time we're breaking through, trailblazing those new degrees.
Rav, buongiorno. Rav, come queste difficoltà, questi disturbi, si relazionano con il nostro aviut e come si relazionano col nostro izdakut?
This difficulty, these disruptions, how are they related to our purity or our corruption?
Because all of these disturbances are no more than the revelation of a greater desire than we had. It is simply another degree of the will to receive, and then we are outside of spirituality, and we can see the height of the will to receive that has now been revealed before us, not corrected, as a barrier, as a wall, and behind it we cannot see anything, and then we are in a state where only through faith above reason, only if we try to be equipped with the force of faith, the force of bestowal, and we have no proof for it and we have no support for it seemingly, and here we have to find these means. How can we overcome the will to receive, this barrier? How can we go over it or through it? And here, my work is above reason, that I imagine to myself that this will to receive that has now appeared before me, it is mine, and I have to work above it. This is called faith above reason, bestowal above reception. That I must raise the greatness of the Creator in my eyes more than the greatness of anything that I see here in this world before me. We had such a topic also in those recent days. And then when I imagine to myself this way, that the most important is the greatness of the Creator, and I reach that through the greatness of the group, that I depict to myself, in such a way, I already make all kinds of efforts for how can I go through the barrier. I cannot do it, but more and more it becomes clear to me where I am, what kind of barrier I have before me, how can I overcome it. I'm not capable of it, but nevertheless I know that in such a way I can do it, maybe. And then I make efforts. How can I put together the force of bestowal, the force of connection, the force of support from the group? And then when I do all of these things already together with the group, connected with them, it becomes clear to me that here I have only one thing left. I am not succeeding. The group does not succeed. Rather, the prayer, the demand, the request, request from the Creator that He will help us, it makes that last step, and then we do go forward to the next step. There are a few such actions here, and we need to learn how to do it. But actually, we talked about them, about each and everything. First, earlier we had a lesson almost about each and every state that we have to go through in order to rise from degree to degree.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Throughout the day, we have all sorts of revelations and discernments that we get from this world. How to relate to that? How to relate to it correctly? Not necessarily bad things, bad revelations.
Sorry. I do not recommend to relate to this world too much and to the revelations we have here, because it is all in order to push us even more to spirituality. We see what the Creator is doing in this world with the whole of humanity. This is His way to explain to the whole of humanity how much we're all interconnected, we're all dependent on nature, and nature is Him. However, He's hidden behind this corporeal nature, but nevertheless, more and more it is becoming revealed to all people that we all depend on one another, and we all exist inside of an integral system. And right now, we don't have to work with that because we don't yet have our kli, where to begin from. In spirituality, the spiritual vessel, what we have is the 10. And if we don't have a 10 as one, at least on the first degree of connection between all of us, then we cannot still advance more than that. And we need to build the 10 this way. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that we also need to realize that only afterwards, when from the 10, from the construction of the 10, we will understand what does it mean to be in a connection between us above the disturbances, then we will also be able to come to the world practically and explain to everyone what the world needs to do. Also, the same actions like us, but in a corporeal way. But it will be more clear to us on the condition that we will build ourselves as tens. This is why now we're not relating to what is happening in the world, but the most important is that our whole outlook should be towards each and every 10, where each and every one of us is, in order to feel that we are connected internally with one another. And our only concern is about that.
Kav Yufri.
Shalom, Rav. Question from a friend. Good morning, Rav. Does it mean that the Creator builds the system of His revelation in such a way that the expansion of the vessel each time makes new room for more light and His revelation?
Yes, you can say that also. First of all, a new desire is revealed on each and every degree. If we, upon this new desire that is separating between us, are able to connect, then by that we build a place for the revelation of the Creator. A new place, yes.
Rabash, כל התורה היא שם אחד קדוש.
Rabash, the whole Torah is one holy name.
Yes.
Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great sum. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a vessel for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It is like the screen, which we must put on the coarseness. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a screen. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, that is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into holiness.
It says that you always elevate in sanctity and are not lowered. What does it mean? In our whole life, we have nothing by which the Creator is truly rejecting us from advancing towards the truth, towards spirituality, towards Him. But rather, this is how we think, this is how it appears to us. But if we are aimed correctly towards the goal, towards spirituality, then we will always be able to detect each and every state of ours as an invitation from Him to come as quickly and in.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот что значит, что экран поставить на авиют?
Dear Raf, what does it mean to place a screen over the coarseness?
The screen has to ride on top of the coarseness. As much as I have a desire, and my desire is an egoistic desire, I have to make a restriction over this desire and have a screen and to start to work with it in bestowal, the opposite of what I have. Now, what does that mean? That anything that comes to me in my mind or in my heart, I have to arrange it so that I receive that from the Creator because there is none else besides Him, and I receive that in such a way that it is in order for me to reach connection with the friends, and in the right connection between us, in mutual bestowal, as much as we are capable of it under the conditions we have, and the Creator arranges for us such conditions, so that we will reach a connection on the way where we can already feel Him more and more and more. The nature of the core of the connection should be as mutual bestowal between us, which is called the Creator.
What does it mean to admit desires into holiness?
No, in order to bestow. This means holiness, kdusha.
So some thought or egoistic desire comes to me, and then I, as you say, think that it comes from the Creator. What next? How do I admit it into holiness?
If you already think that it came from the Creator, now you have to actualize it, because what you're thinking, it's not enough yet. How is it revealed in the 10? Out of this new state, you need to reach connection with the Creator, with the 10, with the friends, such that the Creator will be revealed in the connection between you. So the connection between you and the friends will be renewed in the new state, so that you will feel that the quality of bestowal is the dwelling among you, and this is the Creator. It is already some nearing to the revelation of the Creator.
Которое было до этого момента, оно же под сокращением остается, правильно?
You're not using it for yourself. You're using it in order to reveal him in the tent, the entire tent, and by that to give contentment to the Creator. Yes, of course. The desire, if it is yours, it is yours. It's egoistic, nevertheless. Whatever it is, as much as you can be confused about it, it will remain egoistic. However, if you connect this desire with the friends, and you want to discover in the connection between you the mutual, inclusive, common force of bestowal between you, then you discover a new desire already on the level of bestowal. And what resides in it is already the force of bestowal, the force of Binah, the Creator. This is how we advance. Everything will become clear on the way. There has to be just an inclination towards this scrutiny. And if you talk about it, if you yearn for it, if you make efforts together, then it should become clear very quickly. We are truly ready for this action. The only problem is that throughout the day, we forget about it, we disconnect from it, and this is why we are circling around it all the time, but we're not realizing it. We need to try more and more throughout the day to be around this.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, мировой клуб. Прав, простите, я, возможно, неправильно спрашиваю, но я не ощущаю.
Good morning, perhaps I'm asking incorrectly, but I don't feel that I'm together with the ten. I do, however, feel the thoughts and desires that the Creator awakens in me. When I restrict it, I'm making this action every second with all my thoughts and desires, so I restrict those that I cannot work with and those that I can work with. That I can cover, with them I connect to the ten, right?
The moment I feel myself disconnected from the ten, I fall to this world. And it doesn't matter what thoughts and desires I have. I am in the framework of this world. The moment that I, with all of my desires and thoughts, I'm connected with the ten, even though I don't yet feel in it any benefit, any addition, any sensation, but the moment that I try to find together with them some network of connection between us, something common, this means I'm already taking care of spirituality, of building, establishing the spiritual vessel. According to that, we can feel where we are, each one inside of himself, and where the spiritual vessel is, which is between us. Feel this gap, this difference between one and the other. And as much as you are capable, as you try to be inside of the vessel of the group, the common clay, it is considered that you are making efforts towards spirituality.
Я что-то неправильно делаю. Я чувствую, что приходит состояние, и оно усыпляет меня. Я как будто внутри себя.
Am I doing something wrong?
You think that you can reach awareness, feeling, a spiritual sensation by yourself. And that is not going to happen. Spirituality exists in the connection with others. Everything starts from the fact that there was a shattering of the kli, and therefore the entire ascent in spirituality is according to what connection do you have of the broken vessels. And the broken vessels connect by remaining broken, that is, the gap between them remains, and above this gap, we have to connect. This is called love covers all crimes. And then we have coarseness, more and more and more it increases, and on top of it, connection that increases. And this, all in all, is called rising on the spiritual degrees. If we don't envision it in such a way, then we're simply staying put on the path. We're not advancing.
There are desires that you fulfill, and
no desire can be realized, can we realize by ourselves. No desire. It is a grave mistake. We're just wasting time, prolonging time. And so as we were born in this world, so we will die without any spiritual result if we will continue in this way. Therefore, we have to really understand well what is spiritual advancement in the connection, in the 10. If there's no 10, then you're not even in the right place. This is called the Creator brings a person to the good place, to the good faith, and he says, take that. And it's impossible any other way. I didn't make these things. I'm just explaining them to you, how it is happening. And I know about myself how hard it is. But we have to turn that switch here. Turn it. That spirituality is through us coming closer. Only that. And it's written about it everywhere.
The more we advance, the more we discover how different we are and the differences, the gaps between us grow. And I heard that I need to imagine to myself that the main thing is the greatness of the Creator, and that's through the greatness of the group. That's what can connect us.
But how do you measure the greatness of the Creator? The more we are separated, each one of us is great on his own, the distances between us are great. Accordingly, if you nevertheless connect above it, you discover a greater Creator. So then the force of connection is greater.
So what's included in that concept of the greatness of the Creator?
The greatness of the Creator, well, first of all, that we should try to reach an emotional state where I have nothing before me except for this force who is arranging every moment in my life. And also, he is awakening me in the opposite way. He brings me throughout the day, he takes me through all kinds of states where I'm actually disconnected from him, from the 10, from each and everything, and I'm preoccupied with all kinds of nonsense of this world. As you can see, all people, and this is how he's arranging us, but to depict him, that he is behind all of these actions that we go through, and that we must constantly be connected with him through all of these disturbances. That's first of all.
Why is this called the greatness of the Creator when through the disruptions we are connected with him?
Well, the greater the disturbances are, and I discover him, by this he becomes greater in my eyes. These disturbances are only in order for me to make an effort to detect him even more. Seemingly by this I magnify like in a lens, with a lens, I bring him closer. The greater the disturbances, and he becomes blurry, I make an additional effort to detect him that he is doing it. And then, on the one hand, he is covering the world more and more in my eyes, where I see that everywhere he is confusing me, but also in a more essential way, he becomes revealed until I can see that his glory fills the world.
And how to see him through the greatness of the friend specifically?
Because we work together in this way, so it turns out that what we build between us, we're building this lens through which, in the center of the lens, in that focus between us, there we discover him. That he is the one who establishes the group, he is establishing us, he is establishing the world. Yes?
How to see that all the friends are acting through him and towards him?
you need to make an effort for that. And actually, as Rabash writes, that the Creator stands behind each and every friend. Otherwise, how will you discover him if not through the friends?
It seems the opposite. It seems that we're only drifting further away from each other. Each one is more different.
In order to discover him more. I think this is even how devices, instruments are built in this world. If you want to discover something, you have to discover the opposite things, and inside of them you discover that desirable phenomenon, the advantage of light out of darkness. So, of course, the friends will become revealed to you as more distant from connection until they will be hated, they will want to kill one another, everything that we read about in the sources of Kabbalah, in the excerpts. We're not in the kindergarten being so nice to one another, holding each other by the hand, singing in a circle. It's on top of all of the bad feelings and sensations, and you bet that there's nothing now. It's nothing now, because one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, and he will have hatred and rejection and all kinds of such things. And we will discover a lot of it. And we will have between us even some that you now see as friends. Suddenly you will discover that they're truly separating us, and they are wild, and they're breaking all boundaries. Well, it will all come.
How to call for his help through the friends?
Well, as much as you connect together, above all the disturbances, where together you can sit and cry and hug one another, even though inside you hate one another, and you are aware of this and of that, and this is how you turn to the Creator. This is called that there is nothing more whole than a broken heart.
Thank you.
Well, we need to make such exercises, especially now towards the Congress. Maybe we should really do it. Let me know when, at what time, and we will find special materials, well, brief, not something too long, and around it we will do what we call the break.
Morning. My friend is asking, how should we focus in a right way? What is missing within us?
What is missing in us is only one thing, that between us exists the Creator, and we have to connect on top of whatever He's doing to us, the distancing, until we will feel ourselves as one man in one heart, in each stage, on each and every degree. This is what we are missing, and nothing besides that. If you will read all the articles, and in general, everything that Kabbalists wrote, they only wrote about that. They only wrote about that. You will see. I went through all of the articles of Bala Sulam and Rabash, I don't know how many times. Some I did with Rabash, some I did without Rabash. And as much as I understand it, it's only written about this. How do we connect on top of the distancing? The Creator is distancing between us in all kinds of different manners, and by that He is hiding. And as much as we want on top of it, not to cancel the distancing, but upon the distancing, with this distancing, to overcome it with connection, and we need to learn how to do it. It's not simple. It seems to us that we will cancel the distancing and everything will be okay. No. We leave this distancing there. We're aware of the rejection, the hatred, the misunderstanding, all of these things. And specifically, one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. The more a person resists the connection, we also have to keep him also in the 10. not to expel him, because he is bringing us a special coarseness, so that nevertheless, with this, we should try to advance. But only if he truly it seems to us that he can't work on connection in any way, shape, or form. So he already belongs to a different level, a different degree. And in truth, he belongs to a higher degree. His egoistic desire is not from our degree, it's higher. And it requires special treatment. We will talk more.
So it's all fine.
Please repeat.
La decena puede ayudar a un amigo.
How can the 10 help a friend who disconnects? And he says that the Creator is sending everything, so everything is okay.
No, the fact that the Creator sends everything, that's clear. There's no doubt about that. There's none else besides Him. And the fact that we need to accept it as coming from Him, that's also true. But if you position yourself opposite the Creator, meaning that you received this from Him, then from that point onwards you can advance in spirituality, even though you feel that you are in the very worst state and that you don't want to connect and that you're incapable of anything and you hate these things and you're tired of it, but with that, the Creator brings it to you. You understand that it comes from Him. And from there, you have a point from which you can advance because you're connected to Him also. So you have two points: the point of disconnection and the cause of the disconnection, which is the Creator, and then you can advance. The problem is that when we fall and disconnect from the Creator, meaning that it's Him who did it. And here the group needs to throw a rope to you or a safety wheel afloat. In what way? It's to remind that everything comes from the Creator. So don't disconnect. It all comes from Him. Let us create the connection for you. We hold on to the Creator and you hold on to us, and then we will rise together. And so each one helps his friend. It's forbidden for us to disconnect from our connection to the Ten. That is actually the most important point. And from that, if we disconnect from that, then we come out of spirituality. And if we are still connected, then we have a path to advance on. The group has to be between me and the Creator. The group is between me and the Creator. And even if I disconnect from the Creator, and then I'm in a stormy sea, yes, it doesn't matter. If I'm connected to the group, then through it, I'm connected to the Creator, and I'm always rescued. Always rescued from every situation. The main thing is not to lose contact with the group.
¿Qué diferencia hay entre ese creador que yo digo que me desconecta del grupo y este creador que yo digo que solamente habita en el grupo?
What is the difference between the creator that I say is disconnecting me from the group and the creator that exists in the connection in the group?
Arriba abajo y abajo hacia arriba.
Is this the difference between above down or below upwards?
No, it's the same upper force. By that, it promotes me. That's how he promotes me. How do we teach our children? Yes, when we set them to walking. Yes, with a little child, let's say a year old, we set him in front of us. He needs to start walking. And then he stands, he cries, he doesn't know what's happening. Usually he falls down because that's safest. Yes, and again, we pull him up. And again, we pull away a bit. When we take him in our hands, he grabs on. He doesn't want us to let go.
but we place him down and we let go, so that he takes a step forward towards us. And so, for lack of choice, he doesn't know what to do, he's crying, he starts, even we even take his foot and set it, and then the other foot and place that and move it, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's how we teach. But if we hold on to the group, then we understand what he is doing, and we understand what step we can take. Further connection in each and every situation, then we have right a proper direction. It's always more connection above the situation that is revealed, because that is the correction of the general shattered vessel of Adam Rishon.
Esta desconexión se transforma en una invitación a la unidad por la fortaleza del entorno o el esfuerzo del individuo también.
This disconnection becomes an invitation for unity because of the force of the ten, because of the force of the group.
Yes, the Creator wants us to connect, to embrace each other more strongly, and with him also together. And so he elevates the feeling of disconnection between us. But it's not disconnection. It's only a revelation of a place in which we can become better connected. Before, we didn't discover this empty place, this free space in the connection between us, and it's revealed, and each time it's revealed more and more and more, a place which is deficient, where connection is missing, until we close it up entirely. And that's how we discover in the connection between us, between our desires, is the Creator, is the filling. And then we have a vessel and a filling, which are complete. That's the end of correction.
Yofi.
Buongiorno, Rav. Come possiamo aumentare l'importanza della nostra connessione?
How can we raise the importance of our connection above everything when there should be hatred? Otherwise, there will be no progress. So how can we help those friends not to disconnect?
First of all, there is no situation in which we are in a group and there is such great hatred between everyone that we cannot emerge from. The Creator never arranges such things for us. He always plays with us in such a way where each time we discover within the ten such distances, contrast, hatred, rejection, which will bring us closer.
So
we have to understand that everything that appears is in our benefit. That's for certain. And it all depends on how quickly we organize and understand that it's all in our best interest and engage in the process of correction. So you're always elevated in holiness, never demoted. And that's how we need to advance. We need to organize as a group. When do we meet? How do we meet? What do we discuss? How not to waste the time? How can we feel that we are performing scrutiny and criticism on ourselves? Are we advancing correctly or not? We need to engage in such scrutiny. What else are we missing? What else do we think we need to do? And that way, that's how we will clarify these things. Good? Okay. Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
There is nothing more whole than a broken heart, and we need to make such exercise, as you said, especially now before the Congress. What does it mean to do to have such exercises?
Exercises, that means to try to make as many connections through the disconnections. And you can say, oh, we're not disconnected, it's all fine. That means that you're disconnected and you don't feel that you're disconnected. It's like a man with a broken leg, but he doesn't feel it. He receives an anesthesia injection, and he doesn't feel it. If we don't feel the shattering, the disconnection, it means that we are asleep. Anesthetized. We don't feel the proper state, the real state. The real state is where we always feel either disconnection or connection.
Shalom Rab. Hoy estamos unidos la decena Latin 2 y Latin 4.
Today we're together in the tens of Latin 2 and Latin 4. Because we are organizing the preparation for the Tuesday morning lesson. What should we not do? What should we do in the tents so that the unity between the tents will be correct in this work?
First of all, don't forget that you need to be as a single heart, meaning a single desire. Where do you discover that desire? Let's say you are 20 different desires. And so you all need to take the situation that you now have to put in order. Let's say you have an assembly, a congress coming up, and that needs to be your concern. And within that concern, through it, you come closer, and you want to draw the Creator into it. Everyone together draws the Creator into it, so He participates with you, that He is like a partner. You bring your deficiencies, lacks, opinions, your desires, as much as you can. And the Creator will arrange it, the Lord will complete it for me, as we say. We prepare the situation, and then the Creator organizes it, connects it together into a whole structure. Always be thinking in that direction.
In our tent, we make great efforts to connect when we really nag the Creator well beyond the times that we defined each and every day. And I want to understand if I detect in the Creator's actions, it will always be from a distance?
Usually, yes. Usually the actions of the Creator, we reveal when we feel ourselves separate, opposite, there's distance between us, then we need to ascribe that to the Creator and to understand that He is giving us an opportunity to connect in order to discover Him between us, in order to bring Him contentment from the closeness between us. Merkaz 1.
When, for the first time, we're rewarded with seeing that the disturbances actually come from the Creator.
When is it? For the first time? I don't know what to tell you. It simply appears more and more. It's felt, we need to pay attention to it, we need to think about it, also to prepare ourselves for that, that the disturbances come from the Creator alone. That's the meaning of I've created the evil inclination. It's not that He created some unknown state, rather, I've created the evil inclination. Both. Tel Aviv 4.
Where is the limit where I can discern whether these are in the bed things I see from the friends? I can see if it's things that are come naturally or these are things that I'm supposed to correct in myself. It's like a photographic machine. These are bad qualities in me. So where is the limit between how they should be and how I should correct myself?
There is no limit. You need to correct everything that you see before you until you... Desires are. That's where he is. Yes, Michael.
Rav, everything that you describe in the lesson, it's work that we do each and every day. It's a lot clearer now what to do. My question is, where inside a lot of this will come our breakthrough? What are we lacking in order to make that breakthrough?
We are still before the breakthrough. We still need to envision our, or rather see our true state and then envision the next state, which is on the path to correction. You understand? We want to see our situation correctly, meaning that we are disconnected from each other and that we have no natural inclination to connect together. And with that, we need to see the first corrected state where we are somehow connected together and are concerned about this. We take care of this connection above the force of rejection. We have two forces, the force of rejection, and above it, we draw lines of connection. So if we have these two networks, yes, a network or a web of mutual rejection and a network of mutual connection, one atop the other, from that we begin to build the first true spiritual state.
So it sounds like you said, the order of the degree, it's like an entrance. It's gradual and it takes work. Where is the opportunity to break through? To go through this whole distance with one blow, forcefully.
With one blow, try to pull, stretch connections between us above or upon the disconnections. Then you'll see how it's coming or not. You'll see that you're facing a wall.
So the breakthrough should be an eruption of prayer, actually?
Of course, ultimately we discover that we don't have the power, the emotion, the intellect, the knowledge in us in order to establish a proper connection about the disconnections and rejections. And then we turn to the Creator with our helplessness, shouting help, and then we get this connection between us.
One more thing. If we're not operating in this form of opening up the connection at once, does it mean that we're even working, or is it...
You try, and you will see how it appears to all of you together and each one individually. So it's all gradual here and there. Yes, that's right. Michael.
מתוך מאמר של רבש, מהו דרך שתחילתה קוצים וסופה משפט?
Reading excerpt 7 from Rabash, what is a road whose beginning is thorns and its end is a pain in the work? Those people who want to walk on the path of truth and achieve the degree of bestowing contentment to the Maker, its beginning is thorns, since when a person wants to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for oneself, the body objects to every single thing he does, and each time he must overcome anew. And every time he overcomes and the body resists, it stings him and afflicts him like thorns. It follows that the way he is walking is as though walking on thorns. And each time he wants to escape the campaign. But one who is wise listens to him. That is, one who has faith in the sages listens to him. He takes it, he exerts some, but he goes in peace and comes in peace. As it is written, for her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Since afterward, when he is rewarded with vessels of bestowal, he walks in a way that is on a plane.
От чего зависит, насколько быстро я могу вернуться в десятку после отрыва?
On what depends how quickly I can come back to the 10 following this connection?
The extent to which the 10 influences you every single moment. On that depends the speed at which you return to the 10, or the extent to which the Creator takes care of you, or the extent to which you took care yourself not to disconnect from the 10 for a long duration. Let's say that you decided that you are taking care of the 10 in a certain way. Let's say, for example, you take care of the place where you meet, the schedule, the materials that you study together, and so on, where you have something that pulls you back, something physical, something mechanical from this world. That's how you protect yourself from disconnecting too much in terms of distance and time.
Question by my friend. Which way can we increase the importance of purpose so we can hasten our effort?
The importance of the goal depends only on the friends and on how much I hear from them that the goal is important and great and how impressed we are by it and how we act towards each other in the 10, showing that the goal, the 10, that spirituality, all these things are important. And so, according to that, each one will have the proper impression and the vigor to advance. And it doesn't matter if we truly have that kind of desire and that goal and that impression. What matters is how much we act, how much we actually lie to each other. But that's the only option we have in order to accelerate our advancement on the path of Achishena, or hastening it. Moscow 6.
Где каждый товарищ находит силы, чтобы играть в эту важность объединения?
Where does each friend find the strength to act in that importance of the 10?
It's through the connection of the friends, and that's what they do. That's why each one must always engage in the importance of the goal.
How should we correctly overcome in the work the natural egoistic desire?
Overcome towards connection. We have nothing else, no other direction, only connection. And we think that our work is to understand spiritual degrees, as soon we will begin studying in Tess. Other such things, no, only to increase the connection between us, amplify it there. In that we will feel all of our spiritual advancement. To the extent that we come closer above the mutual rejection, that's how we build the spiritual patsuf, and in it we discover all these spiritual phenomena.
Spiritual thing in himself, but only the connection.
Rav, how do we determine, based on what we discussed in the lesson, our order of connection for the day and for the time that we have until the Congress? How do we determine our order of connecting for the day and for every day until the Congress?
In the spiritual world, let's say what's closest to us, So core, since the screen is receiving the light?
Of course, there, everywhere, above this zero, we are talking about the resistance to receiving in order to receive, and what is the form of bestowal we can be in. That's why it's already called spirituality. Below that is corporeality. From there, as a result of our action.
Last question. I can't understand how the world of Atzilut can receive the light of Chokhmah if it supposedly is the highest.
It is higher because it uses a worse will to receive, yet it knows how to make it a will to bestow. And the being clean, like you mentioned, means that because it has a very dirty, filthy will to receive, but it makes it, it uses it in order to bestow. That makes it clean. So being clean doesn't mean that the coarse desires disappear. They are rather under a tzimtzum screen restriction and masach screen. One who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. So if you want to see the dirtiest vessels, they're here, above. And if you're thinking about some lighter vessels, it's here. The oviyut does not purify. Only the masach comes on top of the oviyut and turns it into purity. But it means that on top of all the coarseness, there is purity. So it's not like a cinema, you know. It's not a theater here. The Kabbalists are very filthy, coarse people in whom horrible desires arise. That's how it is. But they overcome them in order to bestow. And what a Kabbalist discovers as he rises up the ladder through the upper degrees, a common person doesn't discover even a bit of that. It's like a little ant or a little bug. You don't even recognize the true coarse, horrible desires that exist in human nature. Only when we grow, we start getting the desire to rob and kill and burn everything down. Horrible. This is the growing will to receive that grows for us to correct it.
So they correct such coarse desires.
That's by connecting in the 10 and drawing the light that reforms, and it corrects these desires in order to bestow. That's why there's a ladder of degrees where you don't discover a desire that you can't yet correct. From below, from above downwards, all of the desires are laid out in a way that you can gradually step over them from below upwards. Discover a coarser desire and then use it in order to bestow. And then a coarser desire, use it in order to bestow. And so on and so forth. And these are desires that we don't have something similar to this in our world. It's not just robbing or lying or killing, or it's much more than that. You're smiling. Wait, just rewait.
Or one.
А вот вы говорите, что получается есть такая аналогия. Мы как будто из растения.
You say that there is this limitation that when from vegetative we jump to animate.
It's because you have a reshimo, an impression from the Adam. And even though you are a beast, you can develop a reshimo of the Adam that resembles the Creator. And if you wouldn't have that reshimo, you couldn't have done that.
Ну вот мы сейчас, получается, у нас 10 животных, десятки, и потенциально мы все можем Адамом, если...
It turns out that we are 10 beasts here in the 10, and we can become Adam if we really want to help each other.
Right, but because each one has a reshimo from the degree of Adam, from the shattering, and if you want to organize this reshimo, you want to correct it, you will become an Adam. That is from you wanting to connect above your shattering with all the conditions you have, only in such a way. And you want with your mind to understand how I can rise above and from above it comes down to me. With your brain you can't get anything. You need to reach a higher degree, and from there, from the upper one, you'll understand the lower one. A child can never understand himself. He needs to be an adult, and then from being an adult he can understand the way he was when he was a kid. Michael, what?
So until we make a correction until the world of Atzilut, we don't even have the ability to attain some little degree of Asiya?
No, you can attain, but like it is in Asiya, you don't understand the reasons and not the true sources.
And that is the form in which we advance?
Yeah. To rise to the upper one, and from the upper one you'll learn the lower one. It's always like that. He writes about it. That's how it's written. I see that. What do you want?
What is the difference for us studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, working in on connection in the tens? What's the difference for us between below the Siyum and above the Siyum? Because we are trying to draw the light.
We are trying to draw the light that reforms which exists in all these worlds. That's why we have to perform actions as if we are in these worlds, meaning actions of bestowal, of connection, because we're below the siyum, the ending. That means that we're not connected between us. We're shattered, broken. And in order to awaken the light that's above the siyum, we need to try and connect between us, even mechanically. So we try to connect as much as we can to be closer and to ask the Creator to help us truly be internally connected, not physically, internally in our hearts, in our desires. But the main thing is not that we are erasing the differences between us, but upon the differences, we can't erase the differences, but upon the differences, we need to connect. That's called love will cover all crimes. By that, we'll reach the correction. If we try to be corrected, not physically, internally, and we ask the Creator for it to happen. For what? So we will be, if we are connected, we will be a vessel, a place where He can dwell, and that will give Him contentment. That's it. PT 25.
Our effort to connect, according to what you said now, it's as if outside the spiritual system. How could it be that outside the spiritual system we can influence a system that we're not in?
As much as we try to resemble that spiritual system, we awaken it. Because except for that general system, including this world, there's nothing in reality. That's why, if through our forces, through our attainments, through our vessels, we're not in that system yet, above the Siyum, but we still are in this general system together with all these worlds. And we do raise our pleas. If they come from a 10, we raise it all the way to Ein Sof.
When we raised it from the 10, it's already spiritual, it's still outside the system.
It's already spiritual. Even though we don't want it yet and we don't understand it, but if we still try to be in our efforts in one desire towards one Creator, as much as we can depict it to ourselves, we are already raising our request till Ein Sof. Because all the pleas, all the deficiencies, they all rise to Ein Sof.
A little bit more on that. They say, if I remember correctly, is that the world of Atzilut is the world of correction.
Yeah.
So a corrected vessel, even if it's a vessel of Asiya, does it have any impression from the higher worlds?
Of course that. Each and every part from the vessel in the worlds of Bia, a part of it is in the world of Atzilut. Galgalta and Enayim is in the world of Atzilut, and Bria Yetzira and Asiya are the vessels of Ozen Chotem Peh that are shattered.
Meaning, even in the primary correction that we will attain, the initial will already feel an impression.
Av, attraverso la nostra connessione in Dicina, che significato hanno questi nomi degli Olamot, sia Yetzirah Bria?
Rav, if we look at our connection in the 10, what is the meaning of those worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya?
We need an air connection in the 10 to build these worlds, to build them. These worlds don't exist, but in the connection between us, we need to connect to such an extent that these worlds will be revealed in us from the lower one to the upper one until the light of Ein Sof can be revealed between us. There's more. Latin 2.
Rab, pregunta de un amigo de la decena. Esa conexión interna.
A question of a friend from the 10. This inner connection says I need to clothe my desires to receive with the scrutinized desires of the friends.
I need to connect with the friends in my desires to bestow. Only in the desires in order to bestow, we connect between us. You can't connect with your will to receive to your friends. There is no such thing.
I hope I can ask this way. The 10 that connects for the first time, building the place for the Creator, where does it find itself? In Asiya or?
Yeah, it attains the world of Asiya from below upward.
But it's this the darkest place. There's no light there. Klipot, no?
No. It's all worlds and lights. It's vessels that you need to restrict and put a screen and reflected light and a spiritual action in equivalence with the Creator. So the minimum equivalence to the Creator is above the Siyum, the ending.
Siyum is a place where there's no light.
There's
right?
No light. That's where the spiritual light ends, the spiritual filling. Meaning a vessel that can be connected in its 10 parts in order to bestow is not above the ending.
So how does the 10 that connects for the first time reaches that place?
Supposedly above the Siyum.
So it's already Atzilut.
No, it's a world of Asiya.
Okay, not clear, but...
What's not clear? Where'd you see Atzilut written anywhere?
No, because in the Siyum there's no light as much as we from what we learn. Only in Atzilut begins the light.
Siyum, the ending is this line.
Excuse me, sorry. Below the Palsa.
Mister, you say where you want to be. Below the Palsa, we have lights of birth.
So the 10 that connects reveals only light of Tolada for the first time?
Yes, it's above the Siyum here.
Okay. All right.
So the light of Tolada is
it's still light, it's spiritual light, it's just weak, and it's special by being revealed in a weak vessel, let's say like in some body, biological body, a baby that has forces but he can't get anything for himself, and anything that comes to him comes by being taken care of.
And at the moment, we don't have that either.
No. Our state is still below it. But we'll do it, and we're going to correct ourselves. Well, let's give it to Hebrew 10.
Can I ask a general question at the end of the lesson?
Yeah.
Can you be connected to the lesson when I'm in front of a text of the lesson?
What?
Let's say I'm sitting and writing the transcript of the lesson. I'm writing what's happening in the lesson with the sources and everything, and I don't see the friends in front of me. I see words that are written. Can I still...
What are you doing it for?
It seems to help me connect to the lesson and not miss a beat and follow what's happening.
You write word for word what we're speaking?
Yes.
I don't see any benefit in that. You didn't see that it doesn't help you, but the opposite? You think that you're mechanically in the lesson, but are you in your feelings and efforts in taking the friends in account? That's the main thing. Are you in your tent with everything we're learning, and you're scrutinizing how what we're learning can help you even more to connect to them? I think you're going in an opposite direction. I didn't see anywhere that this is the way you should study.
Yeah, it's clear. And what if it's a role? There are sometimes there's a role where you have to transcribe the lesson.
If it's a role, a duty that you're doing it for the world, Kli, so also we have to spread this duty out to a few people that you will only do it only in part of the lesson.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
So that's something else, but if it's a way that you can do it any different way, and we have to do it, so that's during the lesson. But that work isn't something that advances you, only if it's for the benefit, a general benefit, for the benefit of the friends.
And in this case, I'm trying to understand, if I'm serving the general Kli, but I don't see my friends right now, I see the document I'm working with, I still feel like I'm with the 10 and serving the Kli.
So let's say in that you don't have to be more than a half hour, and that a few people maybe work with you in it. Still, you have to be connected to the friends, and from the connection between us, the connection, you learn the topic of the lesson, what we're speaking about in tests or some excerpt or something. From the connection. First, you enter connection, you integrate in the connection as much as you can, and from that, you start absorbing the material into your point of connection to the group. That's how you study. Then, what you will study will be called Torah, will be the light that reforms, that defines your connection with the others. Only in that way we have to learn. Is that clear?